You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 09, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, GERD, is a significant hydroelectric project on the Blue Nile River in Ethiopia, nearing completion and expected to be inaugurated by September 2025. The $4.2 billion project aims to eradicate poverty and ensure mutual benefits with neighboring countries. Located 30 kilometers from the Sudanese border, the dam is 1.8 kilometers long and 145 meters high. Construction began in May 2011, and the reservoir was filled in 2024. Once operational, the GERD is expected to produce over 5,000 megawatts of power, more than doubling Ethiopia's current electricity output. The project aims to provide electricity to 60% of Ethiopians without access and to export power to Sudan, Kenya, and Djibouti. Electricity generation began in February 2022. Hydropower is generated by harnessing flowing water, typically using dams to create reservoirs and turbines to produce electricity. The GERD is estimated to provide up to 6.45 gigawatts of electricity upon completion, significantly benefiting the Ethiopian economy. The project is expected to create jobs and improve living standards, contributing to sustainable development. The Nile River Basin, encompassing 11 countries, depends on the Nile for various needs. The GERD is located on the Blue Nile, a major tributary of the Nile River, which originates in Ethiopia. Downstream countries, particularly Sudan and Egypt, rely heavily on the Nile's waters, making the dam a critical geopolitical issue. The GERD has been contentious among Ethiopia, Egypt, and Sudan since construction began. Egypt and Sudan view the dam as a threat due to their dependence on Nile waters. Egypt relies on the Nile for approximately 97% of its irrigation needs and considers the dam an existential threat. Ethiopia asserts its commitment to fair utilization of the Blue Nile and aims to ensure prosperity and energy generation. Ethiopia has expressed intentions to cooperate with Egypt for mutual benefit. Reservoir filling impacts water availability for downstream nations and is a major concern for Egypt's water security. Studies have examined various filling scenarios and their potential impacts on Egypt's water supply. The dam gives Ethiopia greater control over the river's flow, raising concerns about downstream water security. While some Nile Basin nations attended a conference in Addis Ababa, neither Sudan nor Egypt participated. The GERD's technical specifications, such as being a gravity dam and utilizing roller-compacted concrete, RCC, influence its stability and construction. Cost estimates for the GERD vary, with figures ranging from $4.2 billion to $5 billion due to factors like initial estimates and material price fluctuations. Details on funding sources and long-term sustainability plans remain less transparent. Ethiopia's intentions for regional cooperation face diplomatic challenges and a lack of agreements with Egypt and Sudan. The absence of these countries from key conferences indicates ongoing struggles to find common ground on reservoir filling and water release protocols. Egypt is seeking a new, neutral panel to address differences over the dam's downstream impacts and has considered taking the dispute to the UN Security Council. Ethiopia insists that the dam will benefit its population and neighbors, aspiring to become Africa's leading electricity exporter. Ethiopian Water Minister Habtamu Itefa emphasized the need for collaboration among Nile Basin countries for investment and development. Copyright African Elements.